So before you listen to the sermon, read Acts chapter 1.
And
the title I gave the sermon is The Significance of the Ascension of Jesus Christ.
Because
last Thursday, yeah, it was the celebration of the Ascension of Christ in Greece.
And
you probably missed that because there's not much attention given to it.
It's not like
Easter or like
Pentecost. Yeah.
And if you've read the Bible, you know about this.
اگر کتاب مقدس خونده باشی، در یه چیزایی در مورد صعود عیسی مسیح به آسمان می‌دونید.
But I've never heard a sermon preached on it.
اما من خودم موعظه‌ای در موردش تا حالا نشنیدم.
Yeah, and I'm not saying these sermons don't exist. I'm sure they do.
نمیگم موعظه‌ها وجود نداره، اما
But
من نشنیدم.
I never heard one and I never preached on it.
نه شنیدم، نه تا حالا در موردش موعظه کردم.
And one of you brought it up to me like, why don't I never hear something about the ascension?
و یکی از شماها ازم پرسیدین که چرا در مورد صعود مسیح هیچ وقت حرف نمیزنید.
It's not that I never mentioned it.
نه اینکه هیچ وقت نام نبردمش.
Yeah, because when we go over the books, we hit this topic because it's in the Bible.
وقتی که کتاب مقدس آیه به آیه می‌خونیم، می‌رسیم بهش و در موردش صحبت می‌کنیم.
But today I want to set the record straight and just preach a whole sermon on the ascension. And while preparing, I discovered that there are actually quite a bit of verses that point directly or are related to the ascension of Jesus Christ.
وقتی داشتم موعظه رو آماده دیدم چقدر آیه های زیادی تو کتاب مقدس هست که در مورد صعود مسیح یا پیشگویی شده یا در موردش صحبت کرده.
Yeah, there's significance to the ascension.
و چقدر مهم بوده صعود مسیح به آسمان.
And there's things we normally don't think of.
چیزایی که هیچ وقت بهش فکر نکردیم.
Yeah, because our mindset is on Easter and then Pentecost.
چون فکرمون بیشتر تو عید قیام و پنتیکاست جمع شده.
And it's not only even the New Testament that talks about it.
نه تنها فقط عهد جدید در مورد صعود عیسی مسیح صحبت می‌کنه.
We also have prophecies in the Old Testament.
موزهای داریم در مورد
عهد عتیق
اشاره میکنه
directly and indirectly.
چه مستقیم چه غیر مستقیم.
And my goal today is just to show you from the Bible what it says about the ascension.
هدف من امروز اینه که از کتاب مقدس بهتون نشون بدم صعود عیسی مسیح.
And as you can see, there is significance to the ascension of Jesus Christ.
یه چیز مهمی در مورد صعود مسیح هست. صعود عیسی مسیح هست.
I want to start with looking at the prophecies or announcements of the ascension.
میخوام در مورد پیشگویی‌هایی که این اتفاق خواهد افتاد.
My first point is the ascension foretold.
موضوع اولم اینه که صعود عیسی مسیح از قبل گفته شده بود.
Go to Psalm 68.
مزمور 68.
And read verses 15 till 18.
آیه 15 تا 18.
The hill of God is as the hill of Bashan, and a high hill as the hill of Bashan. Why leap ye, you high hills? This is the hill which God desired to dwell in. Yea, the Lord will dwell in it forever. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of angels. The Lord is among them, as in Sinai, in the holy place. Thou hast ascended on high. Thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts from men. Yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them.
ای کوه صدرک، ای کوه باشان، ای کوه با قله‌های افراشته، ای کوه باشان، چرا با حسد می‌نگری؟ ای کوه با قله‌های افراشته، بر کوهی که خدا برای سکونت خیش طلب نمود، بر مکانی که خداوند جاودانه در آن ساکن خواهد شد. عرابه‌های خدا ده‌ها هزار و هزاران هزار است. خداوندگار در میان آنهاست و سینا در قدس است. آنگاه که به عرش برین صعود کردی، اسیران را به اسیری بردی و هدایا از آدمیان گرفتی، حتی از طغیانگران، تا که تو ای یهوه خدا در آنجا سکونت گزینی.
Yeah. Thou hast ascended on high, it says. And of course, the thou here is referring to the Lord.
Yeah.
And this is pointing to Jesus who ascended on high. And I don't have time to go deeply into this, but the term leading captivity captive, which is a little bit difficult term, leading captivity captive, it's in verse 18.
از آنگاه که به عرش برین صعود کردی اسیران را به اسیری بردی و هدایا از آدمیان گرفتی، حتی از طغیان گرفتی.
Yeah, that is like turning the tables on your enemy.
در حقیقت میز تو روی دشمنا خالی کردن، سر دشمنا زدن.
In this context it's pointing to Jesus.
و در مورد عیسی مسیح صحبت
می‌کنه. Yeah, though they killed him.
با اینکه کشتنش.
Yeah, he conquered death.
اما پیروز شد بر مرگ.
And he made a way for us.
یه راهی رو فراهم کرد برای ما که ما بتونیم نجات پیدا کنیم.
Yeah, so we can say that very
interesting. که من و شما بتونیم بگیم مرگ نیش تو کجاست.
You might say, how do I know for sure this is talking about Jesus?
از کجا بدونم که این آیه در مورد عیسی مسیح صحبت می‌کنه؟
First of all, it says the Lord.
اول از همه خداوند.
But go to Ephesians 4.
اول رو باز کنید.
And read 4:7 for now.
آیه 7 رو بخونید.
But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. 4:7.
And اما هر یکی از شما را فیض بخشیده شد بر حسب اندازه بخشش.
Yeah, so we're talking about Jesus here.
اینجا در مورد عیسی داریم صحبت می‌کنیم. یه سوالی در موردش هست که آیه 7 در مورد عیسی است چون عیسی مسیح.
Read verses 8 to 10.
آیه 8 تا 10 هم بخونید.
Wherefore he said, when he ascended upon high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things.
بنابراین میگوید چون او به بالاترین جایها صعود نمود، اسارت را به اسیری برد و بخشش ها به مردم داد. اما این صعود نمود چیست؟ جز اینکه اول نزول هم کرد به مکانهای پستر زمین. آن که نزول نمود همان است که صعود نیز کرد بالاتر از همه آسمان ها تا همه چیزها را پر کند.
Yeah, that's the quote we just read.
Yeah,
from Psalm 68. Yeah, he ascended upon high.
صعود نمود.
What did he do for that moment? Yeah, he led captivity captive.
اسارت را به اسیری برد.
Yeah, where this is equated with.
و این آیه در مورد کدوم آیه از همون آیه
هست؟ Yeah, verse 9 it says he descended.
آیه 9 میگه صعود نمود.
Into the lower parts of the earth.
اول نزول هم کرد به مکانهای پستر
زمین. We know that. What did he do there? He conquered death.
عیسی مسیح رفت نزول کرد که پیروز بشه و مرگ مجازات گناهان ما رو بده و بعد دوباره زنده شد.
After which he ascended into heaven.
و بعد صعود کرد.
Yeah. So the Old Testament actually prophesied that there will be a moment
that
Jesus would ascend into heaven.
که عیسی مسیح صعود خواهد کرد به آسمان ها.
Yeah. Go to John 7.
یوحنا 7.
John 7 verse 33 and 34.
آیه 33 و 34 رو بخونید.
Then said Jesus unto them, yet a little while I am with you, and then I go unto him that sent me. He shall seek me and shall not find me. And where I am, thither you cannot come.
آنگاه عیسی به ایشان گفت اندک زمانی دیگر با شما هستم، بعد نزد فرستنده خود می روم و مرا طلب خواهید کرد و نخواهید یافت و آنجایی که من هستم شما نمی توانید آمد.
If you read the context, Jesus is talking here to the Pharisees and the chief priests.
اینجا داره با فریسیان و کاهنان اعظم عیسی مسیح صحبت میکنه.
Yeah, and he's telling them that he will go to the one who sent him.
داره میره به سمت اون کسی که فرستادتش.
Who sent Jesus?
عیسی مسیح رو فرستاد.
God the Father.
خدای پدر.
1 John 4:14.
اول یوحنا.
1 John 4:14.
4:14.
And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. 1 John 4:14.
و ما دیدیم و شهادت می‌دهیم که پدر پسر را فرستاد تا نجات دهنده جهان بشود.
Yeah, Jesus came from the Father and Jesus will go to the Father again.
از سمت پدر اومد و دوباره برمیگرده به پدر.
When does that happen? At the ascension of Jesus.
در روز صعود عیسی مسیح.
And Jesus tells him, you can't come where I'm going.
جایی که من میرم شما نمیتونید با هم بیاید.
Now, why can't they come?
چرا نمیتونن بیان؟
Because the Pharisees are not safe, the high priest.
Yeah.
So Jesus here prophetically talks about his ascension. Yeah, go to John.
Johanna.
John 16:28. I came forth from the Father, and I'm come into the world. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father.
از نزد پدر بیرون آمدم و در جهان وارد شدم و باز جهان را گذارده نزد پدر می‌آیم.
Yeah, Jesus here speaking to his disciples.
بازم با شاگردانش صحبت
می‌کنه. And he's explaining, telling them.
توضیح می‌ده و باز می‌کنه.
He will go to the Father.
میره به سمت پدر.
Yeah, there will come a moment that will leave this world and leave them.
من از این دنیا میرم و شما رو تنها رها خواهم کرد.
Yeah, here's what Jesus said just after the resurrection.
بعد از صعودش، بعد از
زنده شدن عیسی
مسیح.
Go to John 20.
صعودش این حرفو زد.
John 20:17.
آیه 17.
Jesus said unto her, touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father and to my God and your God.
عیسی بدو گفت مرا لمس مکن. زیرا که هنوز نزد پدر خود بالا نرفتم، اما نزد برادران من رفته به ایشان بگو که نزد پدر خود و پدر شما و خدای خود و خدای شما میروم.
Yeah, so Jesus plainly says, I will ascend to the Father. I'm going to the Father.
سمت پدر میرم بالا به سمت پدر.
I'm not going to stay with you here in this physical form.
از اون قسمت بدنی و جسمانی حضور نخواهد داشت، روی زمین قدم بردارم اونجوری که الان دارم قدم برمیدارم.
The second point.
دومین نکته که میخوام بگم در مورد
ascension of Jesus, is marking the end of his earthly ministry.
And
I'll combine this with and the beginning of ours. So the Old Testament prophesied about his ascension. Jesus in the New Testament is pointing to his ascension. Pointing that there is an end to his stay physically on this earth for now.
There's
an end to the work he's doing here.
The
ministry that he came to do on this earth
is finished.
And of course, I know Jesus will come physically back on this earth. He has a millennium reign. He reigns on this earth for 1,000 years. But the ascension marks the end of this part of his ministry.
Go to
John 14:12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father.
آمین آمین به شما میگویم، هر که به من ایمان آورد، کارهایی را که من میکنم او نیز خواهد کرد و بزرگتر از اینها نیز خواهد کرد، زیرا که من نزد پدر خود میروم.
Yeah, Jesus here is again talking with disciples. He's actually responding to a question of Philip. But his answer is, he's telling them, I will go unto my Father. And notice that Jesus brings up that the works that he has done. And he's telling them, you will do greater works than these. My works have come to an end here. I will leave this earth. And you as my disciples will do even greater works than Jesus. Now, I don't think this is talking about doing greater miracles than Jesus did.
But it talks about
the numbers, the quantity. Because the disciples were sent into the world to preach the gospel. Reaching many more than Jesus directly ministered to.
خیلی با تعداد بالاتر از اون
نیستی مسیح
تونست بهشون برسه و در موردشون صحبت کنه زمانی که در ملت اسرائیل وجود داشت.
Go to Acts 1.
اعمال رسولان فصل
1. Acts 1 and read the first three verses. Three verses now. The former treaties have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach, until the day in which he was taken up. After that he through the Holy Ghost had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom he also showed himself alive after the passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining the kingdom of God.
کتاب نخستین را تعلیف نمودم ای تئوفیلوس، درباره همه اموری که عیسی به عمل نمودن و تعلیم دادن آنها شروع کرد، تا آن روزی که رسولان برگزیده خود را به روح القدس حکم کرده بالا برده شد، که بدیشان نیز بعد از رنج کشیدن خود خیشتن را با دلایل بسیار زنده نشان داد، که در مدت 40 روز بر ایشان ظاهر می شد و درباره امور ملکوت خدا سخن می گفت.
So let me also address, when was the ascension? It says 40 days after he was resurrected. He was seen. Now, we know that he was seen on the day of the resurrection. Yeah, we also know that he was seen while he ascended. So he... 40 days after the resurrection, he ascended into heaven. Continue reading. Next. Chapter 1:4-11. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which said he you've heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall also come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven.
بچون با ایشان جمع شد ایشان را امر فرمود که از اورشلیم جدا مشوید بلکه منتظر آن وعده پدر باشید که از من شنیدید زیرا که یحیی به آب تعمید میداد اما شما بعد از اندک ایامی به روح القدس تعمید خواهید یافت پس آنانی که جمع بودند از او سوالی نمودند گفتند خداوندا آیا در این وقت ملکوت را بر اسرائیل باز برقرار خواهی داشت بدیشان گفت برای شما نیست که زمانها و اوقاتی را که پدر در قدرت خود نگاه داشته است بدانید اما چون روح القدس بر شما می آید قدرت خواهید یافت و شاهدان من خواهید بود در اورشلیم و تمامی یهودیه و سامره و تا اقصای جهان و چون این را گفت در حالی که ایشان می نگریستند بالا برده شد و ابری او را از چشمان ایشان در ربود و چون به سوی آسمان چشم دوخته بودند هنگامی که او می رفت ناگاه دو مرد سفید پوش نزد ایشان ایستاده گفتند ای مردان جلیلی چرا ایستاده به سوی آسمان نگاه میکنید همین عیسی که از نزد شما به آسمان بالا برده شد باز خواهد آمد و به همین طوری که او را به سوی آسمان روانه دیدید
Jesus is taken up in heaven. Yeah, this is one of the accounts of that.
Notice
also that there's two angels there. Yeah, and when angels show up in events in the Bible, these are important events. The birth of Christ, we had angels.
عیسی مسیح فرشته بود.
Yeah, the resurrection, there were angels.
زنده شدن عیسی مسیح فرشته بود.
Yeah, so the ascension.
و صعود
عیسی مسیح هم
موقعیت بزرگی بوده که فرشتگان حضور داشتن.
Now, Jesus ends his ministry here on earth.
عیسی مسیح خدمتش روی زمین برای اون و زمان تموم میکنه.
And he does that with emphasizing what is important to him.
میکنه به شاگردانش که براش چی مهمه.
Yeah, what we should be doing.
و ما چی کار باید بکنیم وقتی اون نیست.
First 8 and 9.
آیه 8 و 9.
Gives us his last instruction.
آخرین نکته رو بهمون میگه.
Yeah, before he ascends, directly before he ascends into the clouds, he tells them, preach the gospel. Yeah, be witnesses. Now, if you're going to say something, and it is the last thing you can say to somebody, you normally say what is most important to you. Yeah, sometimes people leave to another country from church.
بعضی وقتا مردم وقتی خدافظی میکنن از کلیسا.
And if they give you the chance to say goodbye.
اگر بهت شانس خدافظی بدن.
Yeah. I often find myself saying things like make sure you find a church.
معمولا پیدا میکنم که خودمو میگم هر جا رفتی کلیسای خوبی پیدا کن.
Here's how you find a good church.
کلیسای خوبو چجوری
پیدا کنم؟ Read your Bible.
کتاب مقدسو بخون.
Stay close to God.
نزدیک خدا بمون.
Yeah, why do I say these last things?
چرا این آخرین حرفای خدافظی رو بهش میگم؟
These are things that are important to me for them to know.
که برای من مهمه که اونا بدونن.
For them to remind them.
در چند تا جمله آخر بهشون میگم که یادشون باشه.
Yeah, when I was young.
وقتی جوون بودم.
My mom and dad sometimes would leave me and my brother.
مامان و بابامو بعضی وقتا منو خونه تعمیز داشتن.
Because I had to go somewhere.
می‌رفتن جایی مثلا.
And my mom had this list of things that we should be doing and not forgetting.
و مامان من یه لیست می‌نوشت که کارهایی که باید انجام بدیم و فراموش نکنیم.
She would repeat this list.
و لیستش رو دوباره تکرار
می‌کرد. Because she knew the reality was we would forget stuff.
و می‌دونست که واقعیتش اینه که فراموش می‌کنیم.
But here's the things she always would end up with.
و همیشه آخرش اینجوری تموم
می‌شد. Close the doors.
درا رو ببندید.
Yeah, and turn off the frying pan.
سرخ کن و خاموش کن.
Because she knew what we would be doing.
میدونست که ما چی کار خواهیم کرد.
Yeah, and of course she didn't want the house to burn now because we forgot to turn off the frying pan.
یادتون باشه که سرخ کن و خاموش کن.
Yeah, why did she say that? Because these are the most important things for her for us to know.
برای اون چیز مهمی که براش بوده که ما یادمون باشه همینه.
When we have the last conversation of Jesus with the disciples.
وقتی عیسی مسیح آخرین حرفش رو با شاگرد
زد. What is he emphasizing? What is he talking about?
میکنه اون دو تا جمله آخرش چیه؟
Hey, you will be witnesses.
شاهدان
Go preach the gospel.
برین موعظه کنین انجیل.
And then directly after that,
و بعد میگه
امیر به
آسمان سوار.
Yeah, when he had spoken these things.
وقتی این جمله های آخرش رو گفت.
Yeah, while they beheld, he was taken up. Yeah, his ministry was finished.
خدمتش روی زمین تموم شد.
Yeah, our ministry started.
اما خدمت ما آغاز شد.
Yeah, go to Luke 24.
لوقا 24.
Luke 24 verse 50 to 53.
50 to 53.
And he led them out as far as to Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. Amen.
پس ایشان را بیرون از شهر تا بتانیا برد و دستهای خود را بلند کرد و ایشان را برکت داد. و چنین شد که در حین برکت دادن ایشان از ایشان جدا گشته به سوی آسمان بالا برده شد. پس او را پرستش کرده با خوشی عظیم به سوی اورشلیم برگشتند و پیوسته در معبد مانده خدا را حمد و سپاس می‌گفتند.
Yeah. And of course, this is another account of the ascension.
این یه نشانه و صعود عیسی مسیح. یه داستان دیگه هم
Guess what Jesus was talking about just before this.
اما قبل از این موضوع عیسی مسیح چی می‌گفت؟
Go a little bit back. Read 45 till 49.
45 تا 49.
Yeah, then opened 49. 45 to 49. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures, and said to them, Thus it is written, and thus it is behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things, and behold, I sent the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued the power from on high.
و در آن وقت ذهن ایشان را روشن کرد تا کتب را بفهمد و به ایشان گفت بر همین منوال مکتوب است و بدین طور سزاوار بود که مسیح رنج کشد و روز سوم از مردگان برخیزد و از اورشلیم شروع کرده موعظه به توبه و آمرزش گناهان در هم امتها به نام او خواهد شد و شما شاهد بر این امور هستید و اینک من موعود پدر خود را بر شما میفرستم پس شما در شهر اورشلیم بمانید تا وقتی که به قدرت از اعلا آراسته شوید.
Yeah. Jesus is telling them. Yeah, the death, burial, resurrection. Yeah, hey, you've seen this. Be witnesses of this. And he gives them the last instructions. Yeah, go preach the gospel.
Now,
if you put Acts 1 and Luke 24 together, it looks like he's even repeating the last instructions. Yeah, first before they went to Bethany.
قبل از اینکه بره به بتانیا
And then again right before he ascends into heaven
قبل از اینکه به آسمان صعود کنه
My time on earth is finished My work is done
زمان من روی زمین تموم شده
Yeah my ministry
خدمت من
physically on this earth is over
خدمت من روی زمین بوده
But yours begins
مال شما آغاز شده
Yeah the ascension of Jesus Christ
صعود عیسی مسیح
goes together with Jesus emphasizing the beginning of our ministry.
مسیح در آغاز خدمت ما شروع میشه.
Starting with the apostles.
عیسی مسیح و شروع خدمت شاگردان.
Yeah, go to Mark 16. Mark 16, 19 till 20. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen.
و خداوند بعد از آن که به ایشان سخن گفته بود به سوی آسمان بالا رفته به دست راست خدا بنشست و ایشان بیرون رفته در هر جا موعظه می‌کردند و خداوند با ایشان کار می‌کرد و به آیاتی که همراه ایشان بود کلام را ثابت می‌گردد.
Yeah, the ascension of Jesus into heaven.
صعود عیسی مسیح به آسمان.
And the next thing we find, they're preaching the gospel.
انجیل عیسی مسیح را موعظه.
I wonder why.
چرا انجیل عیسی مسیح رو موعظه میکنه؟
Maybe because in verse 15 also in Mark it says and he said unto them go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
پس بدیشان گفت در تمام عالم بروید و همه خلایق را به انجیل موعظه کنید.
Yeah, the great commission is given to them.
فرمان اعظم
in the same context as the ascension.
عیسی مسیح داده شد به همه.
Yeah, there's an era that ends. Jesus ministering on this earth.
Yeah.
Jesus being the light on this earth. A new era starts.
Yeah.
Being God's people, the Christians, being the light on this earth. Yeah. John 8:12. Then Jesus again spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that follow me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life.
پس ایشا باز به دیشان خطاب کرده گفت من نور عالم هستم کسی که مرا پیروی کند در تاریکی راه نخواهد رفت بلکه نور حیات را یابد.
Yeah, but also Jesus said, ye are the light of the world in Matthew 5:14.
شما نور زمین هستید Matthew 5:14.
Yeah, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid.
شهری که بالای کوه است پنهان نخواهد شد.
You read it?
Yeah, I renewed the heart.
Yeah, and of course, this is where the name from our church comes from.
Yeah,
it's Light and Salt Baptist Church.
Yeah, so
today we are to be the light. Yeah, with the ascension,
the task,
yeah, now is in our hands. He left us with the instructions. Yeah, he left us with the Great Commission.